This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Come on. Anytime you're ready, there you go. Hey, look, the camera must be older than me because it's like sluggish. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I know you could be listening to other shows and doing, although I don't know why you'd want to do that. Okay, listening to other shows and being involved in other, just get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend. I know there's other things you could be doing. It was really funny. I've been watching some of the... I know we're all into the politics and who's doing what to who, where, and how. And I'm looking at a lot of... Some of you pay attention to Todd Stearns and a few others. I know he's considered a right-wing Christian wackoid. My wife and I are very involved with some of our Christian friends. And it's not, you know, it's not a small circle. It's a pretty large circle of people. And more and more, as of late, a lot of my Christian friends, you know, they don't seem to want to, it's not even get involved in politics. It's not what I want them to do. I want them to be involved, period. Not just politics. Yeah, I know, I'm jumping right in, right? Didn't give you much time. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can get involved. I really do appreciate the time that you spend. Well, you're dealing with each other, talking about what's going on the show. It's really cool. I do appreciate it. And if you go to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Right? And so back to what I was saying, which was in being involved with some of my Christian friends and trying to get them to understand, you know, what's going on in the world. Really, what's happening? Can they exist in their little world around their elbows? Are we called to help other people? Are we called to reach out to other people? Or is it just what's that saying? Me and mine? Is that it? Because I don't think that's what we're called to do. I think we're called to do more than that. And we're looking at everything that's going on around us. We're looking at what's going on at the White House and in Iran, Iraq, in the Middle East. Right? And we're chalking it all up to politics. And when I look at this stuff, I say to myself, where are those... What was the number? I just saw it. It's like 82% of Americans consider themselves Christians / churchgoers / God believers. And I was saying to myself, I've got a lot of Christian friends from different walks of life, different denominations, if you would. And I don't know. They do not, in any way, shape, manner, they do not think the same. They do not work through these things the same. Some believe that you can pray all you want and you're not going to change anything. God will do whatever he wants to do. Some believe you can change things with prayer. Others believe that God's going to do what he wants to do. It doesn't really matter what you pray for or what you do or what you believe in. Which is kind of scary. So I tell these people on a regular basis, why don't you do a little studying and find out? I'm saying all this because, again, in talking to some of my Christian friends, they've almost given up on what's going on in the world, what's going on in our presidency, what's going on in American politics. And what I say to them is, there are scriptures, if you would do a little work, and I may give them to you later on. I just don't like doing the work for you. But there are scriptures you can find that will specifically tell you, as a Christian, quote-unquote, God-loving person, right, that you need to go find godly men and women to run the government. So as I start going through some of these stories, and I start looking at what's happening, when we look at the bakers, the Christian bakery that was taken to task and now have to spend $135,000 because they wouldn't bake a cake for a lesbian couple, where were the Christians in all of this? Right, the people came and just about put them out of business. Where were the Christians in all this? Where were they in the courthouses? Where were they in the fine of $135,000? The fine wouldn't even have come about if Christians would have got off their butts and actually ran for office or made sure that the right people ran for office. Am I wrong here? It's just amazing. You got a class at a college about queering God, making God more queer and gay friendly. I don't even know what to call it. But where are the Christians pushing back on that class? Queering God? Isn't that kind of making fun of? How about queering Muhammad? How would that go over? And I'm not saying that to be flippant, but where are those stories? I've asked Pastor Haig, David Haig, who's a very outspoken Christian pastor, to be on with me tonight. I want to find out where God is in all this. Where are the Christians and God? Can they even find each other anymore? Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We have a lot going on. There's so much going on, and I know some of you guys talked about how wound up I was yesterday. Well, I had a week off. You know, I had time to recuperate. So you guys are just, I don't know what to tell you. But I want to welcome a new station to the lineup, to the family. You got KBAR out of Idaho. You guys are great. I really appreciate you coming on. I keep telling you, if you would just call the station managers and let them know that you want them to carry the show, they'll do it. They'll do it, because if they don't do it, then they get a call from me, right? So call them. You want to let them know why they should carry the show, what have you. We've added quite a few stations in the last couple of months, all because of you listeners. So I really do appreciate the work that you're doing out there for me. You saved me a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of aggravation. Anyway, you know, you heard my rant in the first segment, and it's one of those things that it comes up on me once in a while. It drives me out of my mind that my Christian brothers and sisters don't see a need to get involved in what's going on Not just in politics, but just in their local communities, in what's going on around them. It's almost like you're sitting back and saying, God will take care of it all. I don't have to do anything. I'll just let him handle it. But then you read these stories about, you know, colleges and schools. The one college that now has a class in queering God. I'm sure he's very happy about that. But when do we step up? When do we step in? When do we start taking our role, our appointed role, our expected role that God wants us to do? So I reached out to who I would consider a friend of mine, also a pastor of a very large church in Northern California, in Northern Los Angeles County, because he can always pull me off the ceiling. And Pastor David Haig joins me to help get my feet back on the ground. Pastor Haig, thanks so much for being with me today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate your viewpoint most of the time.
Yeah, I know. You know, I do get, look at, I get a little crazy because I just don't understand, and you can help me with this because you deal with all kinds of people, but I don't understand why people, it almost seems like they don't care. They don't care what others say about their God, about their father. You know, when I said to you in the email I sent you, when 27% of our kids under 21 are gender confused, and 80% of these people say they go to a church, what's going on in our churches?
Well, I think it's a big problem. I mean, it used to be that church was about God's word and about Jesus Christ and about right and wrong, and I think what happened was is that stopped playing too well. And there were a lot of other options, and people started doing other things, and so churches became market-driven rather than truth-driven. You know, if you're going to reach, you know, a broad number of people, what you have to do is, in many ways, you have to put out a product that they're going to appreciate. And a lot of churches have started to preach to felt needs, you know, and they portray Jesus as not the Lord, and the Savior. You see, if you need a Savior, then you have to admit that you're in a bad situation that needs saving, that you are, if you're left to yourself, you're going to drown, or you're going over the cliff, or you're headed into eternal judgment, as the Bible would talk about, and you need saving. But if you take the Savior thing out of it, and you just say, well, Jesus is just here to help you make better decisions, to help you be more loving, you know, to help you be wealthy and healthy, and even be better dads and moms. Now, some of that is true. We want, if we're going to follow Christ, we want to be the kind of man that exemplifies Christ in the way we treat our wives and our kids and our neighbors. But there's more to it than just making good decisions. It's about representing the fact that I'm a broken person, that I have broken God's law for years and years and years. And we used to talk about that. And we used to tell people, you know, you can't run away from your sin. And you really can't run away from God's judgment, but you can run to Jesus, and he'll take care of it all. So I do think that a lot of churches have kind of watered down their message in order to expand the number of people who come, and it's turned church into something that Christ never meant it to be.
You know, you just hit on something, and it set off the bells and whistles in my head, which is, you know, we'd have to admit that we were a sinner, there was something wrong with us, or something wrong in our life, And my generation, I'll say, or maybe the generation right after mine, you know, started bringing up their kids that they didn't do anything wrong, that they were wonderful, and the world evolved around
right.
them. I think that's why we have all these little squishies, in my words, not yours, obviously. We have all these little squishies out there. And that's part of the we don't want anybody to feel bad movement, right?
Right. Well, you know, that started, I could have my dates wrong, but I think it was the late 60s, maybe early 70s, Time magazine ran a cover article featuring Carl Menninger, who was at the time a kind of a sociologist, psychologist, and he wrote this cover story, and the title was Whatever Happened to Sin? You know, suddenly, over time, since that time, we've become a society that basically says, look, nothing's wrong if I'm doing it and I think it's okay and it doesn't hurt anybody, or at least I think it doesn't hurt anybody, then it's okay for me to, you know, what's the newest thing? It's okay for me to say, I'm going to no longer be a man, I'm going to be a woman. It's okay for me to say sex without boundaries is fine. It's okay for me to have multiple lovers. It's okay for me, you know, to do a number of things that have always been seen as morally bankrupt. And then what happens is, what we just see happening now with the sexual harassment environment with all these guys in Hollywood and in business, now it's, in some ways, it swings the other way that says, well, if I'm a person and I get to decide what's right or wrong, if you looked at me funny, then I'm going to take that as sexual harassment. Now, please, you listeners out there, do not think that I am in any way in favor of what the Harvey Weinsteins and the Kevin Spaceys of the world have done. They've admitted it. What I am saying, though, is that once there's no boundary, there's no standard as to what sin is and what it isn't, once the human individual gets to decide what's right and wrong for them and for other people, we're really, we've already wandered into a deep quagmire of, you know, what's the word? What's the opposite of clarity? Confusion. There's confusion all over. And the fact is, we've given up moral standards. We've given up God and the Bible. And it certainly has not made America a better place to live.
No, and, you know, one of the things I talk about in the show on a regular basis, we're going to run out of time in the segment in a minute here, was, you know, back in the 50s and even in the 60s, you know, how many people, how many mass shootings did we have? How many, you know, how much of this nasty, ugly stuff was going on? And I personally, Joe's personal belief, is that whether you had a deep relationship with God or you just understood that there was God, there was somebody who set this all in motion, who really cared about humans, that we don't have that anymore. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host for Civil Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do we still need God or have we got it all figured out? We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump spent part of Thursday touring a steel mill in Granite City, Illinois, and rallying workers. Hundreds of people lined the streets throughout the community to welcome the president, crediting him for bringing an idle plant back into operation as a result of his tariffs. Resident Ashley Duncan was among the supporters.
It's been a disaster here, you know, people about to lose their houses, and it's just heartwarming to see that someone's actually caring enough to do something about it.
But protester Kelly Gardner says she doesn't believe the mill will stay open.
The tariff issue is why the mill opened, but the
this is a temporary thing. This isn't permanent. And so I don't think that it's a long-term solution.
The president also in Iowa with good news for farmers.
We opened up Europe, and that's going to be a great thing for Europe, and it's been really going to be a great thing for us, and it's going to be a really great thing for our farmers.
The president reaching a preliminary agreement with the EU to temporarily halt the trade war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We've got a live chat room going on there for those of you who do not like Facebook. On Facebook, we do have a, they call it a feed, you know, live Facebook feed going on where you can chat with smarter people than I am. Seriously, you can have a good time with them. They're usually right on task. They usually take me to task in most cases. But I do really appreciate your time. I know your time is precious. You could be listening to 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you could do up there. But I want to get back to my guest. You heard me in the very first segment of the show talk about how I do hang out with, talk with a large group of Christians from all walks of life, different churches, different denominations, if you would. And everybody, it seems, has their own way of dealing with what's going on around them. When I'm one of those guys who feels that God doesn't have 27,000 ways to deal with things. He very much has a set of rules that we need to follow, a way to stay healthy, a way to stay right, and stay right with Him. So you can't have 27,000 different ways of doing things. And I think we have left our young kids, we left our young ones with no real foundation to step out on. Which is why we've got all these kind of things going on. Which is why we have 27% of our kids under 21 are gender confused. And when I talk to some of the youth pastors, they're telling me this is one of the biggest problems they deal with. I'm just not smart enough to figure this out. So I've asked Pastor David Hagg to join me and help me try to understand this. If we're teaching our children, if we're doing the right things inside and outside of the churches and in our communities, why do we have this kind of trouble? Pastor Hagg, first of all, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate you showing up on short notice.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I appreciate being with you.
You know, and you've got, tell people about your blog and your latest book.
Yeah, okay, I blog at hegghthought.com. That's HEGGHTHOUGHT.com. And I don't blog every day, but I put something up at least weekly, maybe more. I write an article for the local paper here on ethically speaking. And so I try in 750 words every week to show the reading public that, you know, a Christ follower can think logically, can think ethically, can put things together. And that's, I think that's really kind of my niche, is to talk to people and say, you know, let's play this game. You tell me your worldview. You tell me the things that you believe are absolutely, you know, prerequisites to understanding the way things are and why things are the way they are. And then I'll tell you mine, and I can guarantee that my worldview can answer the tough questions in yours can't. I can answer the question of why there's suffering and why there's evil in the world. I can answer the question of where we came from, why are we here, what are we doing, and where are we going, I can answer all the big questions of life from a biblical worldview. And if, you know, you really want to get into it, I think I can make a very, very solid historical case for the veracity of biblical history. Archaeologists continue to find things. They just found a thing in Israel, a little seal that dates back 2,700 years, proving that Jerusalem, even then, was a large city, a capital. The Jebusites had it. David had it. And, you know, the biblical history, every time we turn around, is being proven true. The problem is that our society is not willing to do the heavy lifting of really questioning what's true and what isn't. We are an anti-intellectual society. We're a shallow society. We want to just find something new on our Facebook or on our phone. And mostly we're looking for something to be outraged about, and there's plenty of that in our day.
Well, outraged or feel good, right? I mean, you want to feel good about the things you do and all of that. It's just amazing. Not everything you do is going to feel good. You know,
what's interesting to me, Joe, is that one of the central needs that everybody has is to be part of a community. And it used to be that community came around what you had in common. Today, more and more, community is built about what you hate. That if I hate, you know, polluted rivers and you hate polluted rivers, and we get together and we go on an enviro crusade, suddenly we are with people. And we see this all the time in the transgender movement. When I happen to have one of my niece's oldest son has suddenly come out as a woman. And as soon as he came out as a woman, he was immediately surrounded on Facebook and other social platforms with a group of people who called him beautiful and you're so courageous. Well, this is a boy who, for whatever reasons, has been an outcast, has been ostracized, has been picked on his whole life, and now suddenly he has a community. Not because they have something in common, not because they even have the same worldview or even live in the same town, but it's because they are against the rigidity that is historically said that gender is binary. You're either or, and quite frankly, it's a fruit of your DNA. It's not determined by what you feel like when you wake up in the morning. And so we've got all of these groups that are bound by outrage. They're bound by what they're against. And it's becoming the most popular way to build a community. And it's horrible for our society.
Well, you know, Pastor David, I get the biggest kick out of people who call us Christians non-science. You know, we don't believe in science, right? So we can't be reasoned with.
Brother.
And I get the biggest kick out of this because I always say, and I think you agree with this, look, I believe in science. I just believe that God made science. Science didn't make God. And the reason H2O equals water is because God decided that's what makes water. And now you're sitting here with DNA and biology, and we're saying, wait a minute. Take God out of the equation, and biology and DNA says this, and you're telling me I can't believe in science. I'm so confused.
Well, you know, the basic question is this. Why is there something instead of nothing? The fact that something exists is the biggest question. Why does it exist? Well, unless if you believe, as I do, that every effect had a cause, and then that cause had to have a cause, you go all the way back, and eventually you have to get to an uncaused cause. Otherwise, you have what's called an infinite regress. If you say, okay, the shoe that I'm wearing was made by a man, and he got the materials here, and they came from here, and they came from here. If you never get back to something that started it all, it turns out nothing exists. But since something does exist, there must have been an uncaused cause. And you look at this world in which we live and you see the complexity of it. You see the complexity of the human body. You see the complexity of the solar system. You see the complexity of the animal world, the plant world. And you begin to realize that whatever this uncaused cause was, it must have had some intelligence. It can't have been random. And pretty soon, if you keep doing these philosophical questions, you come up with an uncaused cause that is all-powerful, that is intelligent, and that in some way understands good and evil because it has set the standard. And you're not far from the God of the Bible then. And so to say that we're not scientific, philosophy, theology, sociology, even the hard sciences, are built on the foundation that right and wrong exists, that 1 + 1 = 2 all the time. Why? Well, because somebody set it up that way, and I think it's the God of the Bible.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm in agreement with that. I love these conversations that people have. Again, back to we don't believe in science, right? You can't be further from the truth when you say things like that. But you can go back to the moral issues that you started to bring up, which is, you know, we've taken the whole thing. We have more killings. We have more shootings. Joe personally believes, we have more hate going on in the world. And yet we can't rely on a God of love. We can't use God's principles to love each other. How's that working out for you people? I mean, seriously.
Well, and I think you go further into the home and you find that we have more broken homes. I happen to be somewhat involved with the foster system here in LA County. And they would tell you that the number of children who need foster homes has grown exponentially in the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. As more kids have been born, more marriages have gone south, more single moms and single dads, and more abuse. And why? It can't be because we have become we've allowed society to become non-judgmental. There's no standards. Whatever you do is fine. There's no accountability. There's no commitment. We've done away with traditional values. Now, we'll tell you this, Joe, and I wish I could find the article. I quoted it in my sermon this last weekend, but I read an article, and it was something like 5 trends to look for in 2018. It was written by a secular think tank.
Right.
But number 3 of the trends is a return of religion, as people begin to realize that traditional values lay a better foundation.
Hey, you need to hold that. Hold that. I'm going to hit you up on that on the other side of the break. We've got to go for a quick one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration.
You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
We are back. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Some of you older folks may know that song as Canary in a Coal Mine. And I don't even like that. What group is that? Is that Police?
I think so.
Yeah. Right? I don't even like the song, but I get the biggest kick out of the fact it sounds like somebody took an album and is just spinning it really fast and everybody's singing. So, that's all right. Little thing makes me happy. I am Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I went on a rant in the very first segment about how, you know, I'm even going to call out my Christian brothers and sisters. You need to step up and take your rightful place in society. Take your rightful place on school boards and water boards and city councils and in your churches and in your community, because it's what we're supposed to be doing. If we're in the light of the world, what are you going to hang around in your living room for? Okay. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's the pastor of a large church in the northern Los Angeles County area. Always appreciate his insight on these things. Pastor, again, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
You bet, Joey. My pleasure.
You know, we were talking about the different trends, or you were talking about the different things that we need to get back to fix this country. And one of them was returning back to religion, if you would, right?
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I was reading his article. It was talking about trends that are coming in the next year or so. And, you know, if you talk to some of the emerging generation, the 25-year-olds and up, they are sick and tired of the slick. They want authenticity. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are going, you know, they're going back to traditional things. In religion, a lot of people are going back to liturgy. Back to guided prayer, back to these things that maybe are 300 or 400 years old even. We just celebrated the Reformation, and the young people were very involved and interested in who was Martin Luther and what did he do and how did that affect Western society. And, you know, he had a major effect in all kinds of ways. What we're finding, though, is that these emerging people are starting to get married. They're starting to think about homes and families. And as soon as they have kids, they're going, wait a minute, we need to instill some kind of ethical guideline in these children. But we don't have them. I've been meeting with a young man. Well, he's not that young. He's in his 30s. And he didn't have any room for God, neither here nor with his wife. And then they had a baby. Now that baby is 7 years old. And he sought me out and he said, look, I don't know anything about God, but I've got to give some direction to my son. And I don't have any direction. I don't have a spiritual set of beliefs and convictions. I don't have an ethical system by which to live. And he was in jail for a number of years. He was in drugs and alcohol. He's clean now. And he seeks me out. You know, I am a 61-year-old, fat, white, bald Baptist pastor. And he sees in me, look, you've lived life. You've raised three kids. What do I do? So we're meeting, and we're talking about who God is. And we're reading through the Gospel of John, and we're finding out that some of the things that he dismissed out of hand are really beneficial. And he's coming to understand that he's first got to get himself right with God before he can ever hope to lead his kids. And I think this is going to happen across the country, not in every home, but I think there's going to be an increasing sense that what we have diminished historically actually has value. And there's going to be a cry for pastors who are actually going to teach the Bible, who are actually going to be conversant in history and philosophy and theology and say, look, following Christ makes sense. It's not just an emotional thing. I've had people tell me, oh, you know, Christianity's a crutch. And I go further and I say, no, it's not. It's a stretcher. It absolutely carries my entire life. And it makes life worth living in this life and certainly in the next.
You know, I know this isn't exactly where you'd probably go with this, but I get the biggest. I say to people, look, you don't use a Toyota car manual for your Cadillac, right? It just isn't going to work. It's not going to work out well for you. Why would you use anything other, any other book? Why would you go to anybody else other than the manufacturer when it comes to how to live your life and take care of your body? And in my case, be a good husband, a good father. The best person I could be for my community. But even among Christians, Pastor Hay, you know me, you know the area that I live in. There are Christians who find guys like me distasteful, and I may be a little, you know, I'm open about, I might be a little bullish in what I do at times, but I never do out of hate. I don't do it because I hate people or dislike people, but I'm amazed at how many Christians won't step up and truly take their rightful places in community.
Well, you know, I mean, we have cultural Christians.
Yes.
We have people who have never truly, well, in Luke 9:23, Jesus said, if you're going to come after me, first you have to deny yourself. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you deny yourself potato chips or ice cream sandwiches, although some of us probably should do that.
We should.
It says that I'm going to deny thinking that on my own, I can see things as they need to be. I have to look through the lens of what God says is true because my eyes are burned by my own sin, by my own bias. You know, someone has said, people don't reject God. They reject what they'd have to live like if they accepted God. It's, you know, and we've heard that, you know, if I accept God, then I'm going to have to be moral. Then I'm going to have to keep my word. I'm not going to lie. I've got to treat, the Bible says I've got to treat my wife. I've got to serve her, and I've got to love her, and I've got to sacrifice for her. So if people really understand Christianity, they go, well, you know, I'm willing to do that because whatever God has of me is my very best option. But what we've got is, again, it gets back to what I said at the beginning, preachers like me who want to fill their auditoriums time and time and time again and be seen as very successful and wealthy and all this. They're willing to minimize the message in order to maximize their audience. But that doesn't do anybody any good. All it does is fill the church with people who think they're okay with God, but someday are going to come to a rude awakening that just having some entrance into the church and saying you go and maybe going to the service and put some money in the plate, that's not what God asks. He says, no, you're going to deny yourself. You're going to take up your cross and you're going to follow me. You know, there are a lot of Christ followers, people who say they're following Christ, but they're following him at such a distance that they would never be identified with him. I want to be following Christ so much that those who see me know that I am sold out, lock, stock, and barrel, to Jesus Christ, who is my Savior, my Lord, my Master, and the greatest leader anyone's ever followed.
I love this. I love the fact that some people are hearing this now, and they're trying to have to play with in their mind. They have to play with, how far am I willing to go with this? How far, you know? I tell people all the time, you're a Christian first. Before you're an American, before you're a Democrat, Republican, whatever it is you are, you're a Christian first. And I had a conversation with somebody recently who professes to be a Christian, rarely goes to church, and has never opened the Bible, for all intents and purposes. And I said, if you believe that the Bible is a fairy tale or a bunch of fairy tales, it's the only place that teaches you about Christ. How are you a Christian?
And well, the same way, if you say you're an, if you say, well, I'm an LA Rams fan, I never watch the games, I never read about them, I never go to a game, but I'm an, and you don't have any LA Rams gear, you know, if you don't walk like a duck and you don't talk like a duck, you're not a duck. And if you're, and a Christian is someone in whom the Spirit of God is dwelling. There's been a radical transformation, and it may take a while for it to be seen. But when the Lord gives us new life, it's like a baby is born. He's going to grow. And if there's no growth, if there's no demonstration that the Spirit of God is changing our lives, changing and growing our character to more like Christ, growing our love, growing our desire to seek out God's Word, to find out what God is really saying and to live by it, because we realize that God would never ask us to do anything that isn't absolutely best for us. So we delight in obedience. And you say, you know, people who say they're Christians don't go to church. Well, church doesn't make you a Christian. You don't have to go to church to be a Christian.
Right.
You don't have to go home to be married either. Right? If I say I'm married but I never go home, it's not going to be a very good marriage.
No.
So if somebody says, I love Jesus but I hate the church, well, the church is the bride of Christ. If I come to you and say, Joe, I really like you, but I can't stand your wife, which I never would, because I know your wife. She's wonderful. But I wouldn't say, oh, I love you and you love me, but I hate your wife. That's what some people who say they're Christians are doing to the church. Now, I'll be the first one to say, some churches aren't worth going to. They just aren't. They don't do things well, they're harsh, or they're shallow. But every believer who has the Spirit of God dwelling in them should have a passion to be in community with other like-minded believers. Because what we're doing is we're rehearsing for heaven. If you don't like church, you're going to hate heaven.
All right. You've got about a minute. And I know you can't say that to a pastor and tell him he's got about a minute. Expect him to do it in a minute. But just a quick message out to people. Whatever's on your heart.
Joe, what you've been saying, that, you know, Christians need to stand up. They need to get involved. That's my message as well. But they need to get involved as well in their own neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have a relationship with their neighbors, people across the street, the people they work with, the people they work out with at the gym. Evangelism happens best in the normal rhythms of life. We've got to see every opportunity through the lens of Jesus, that who am I and why am I here? I'm a follower of Christ. He's working in and through my life. I'm going to find somebody to love. I'm going to love them no matter who they are. And hopefully God is going to give me the opportunity to explain why I'm loving them. And when something happens in their life and they come to me, I'm going to be ready to tell them, follow Jesus Christ. It is the very best option you'll ever have.
That's your, amen. I'm with you on that one. Listen, Pastor Haig, thanks so much for being with me. If you like what you heard, you can find Pastor Haig at HaigThought.com. That's Haig Thought, H-E-G-G Thought. If you don't know how to spell thought, maybe you shouldn't go there. HaigThought.com. Hey, I'm Joe Machine, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.